This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe I didn't treat you. All right, this is my final segment on the Alex Jones Show today. Kate Daly about to take over. Again, a reminder, though, tomorrow morning I'll be hosting the American Journal Trucker Call-In Show. This is definitely going to be a can't-miss transmission tomorrow morning. I'm very happy to be a part of it with everything that's developing. Harrison and I planned this switch a while ago as I had some other commitments this weekend. I couldn't be there for the war room, so I'm very honored and humbled to be hosting tomorrow's Truckers Call-In Show. That's 8 to 11 a.m. Central Time on the American Journal channel at band.video. You can share the links using the futurenews.news URL, and that live stream will be taking place tomorrow morning. Looking forward to hearing from the truckers and your take on everything that's going on, the Freedom Convoy, the mandates here in America. Really looking forward to that. And also, this is your last final reminder from me today, that government is satanic. Now, let's just clear the rest of this news off my desk. Not much here. We were able to get through most of it. Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers drops 88 bills. We are going back to in-person, one day, one vote, no machines, and paper ballots with watermarks. This is the way. And, you know, I don't want to get in politics at all. But, you know, if I had to do it, I'd want to be like a mediator. I'd want to bring people together because I'm really in touch with a lot of people. And I know of all the infighting that goes on. And I just don't talk about it. I don't want to be a part of it. But it's like you've got people that are running similar campaigns but aren't collaborating with one another when we have the same goals. I just don't get it, guys. But aside from that, this is the way. Now, I would say that there are ways that we could actually compromise with Democrats, because here's the thing. Why do Democrats want the two-week voting window? Because they want to be able to bus as many people to and from the polls in 2 weeks as they can. Obviously, you can do a lot more busing people to polls in 2 weeks than in 2 days. But I'd be willing to compromise on some level with the Democrats. But there has to be things that Republicans must demand. Voter ID, one person, one vote, and paper ballots, no more machines, no more machine voting. Now, we could maybe even be willing to compromise with you could use a machine to scan the votes if you wanted to make the process quicker, but it would have to be real just basic technology, not even an internet thing, but like an old Scantron machine where you just plug in your ballot or whatever into the Scantron and it just is a machine that reads it. It's not on the internet. It doesn't have any algorithms or anything. It just takes an image, reads it, and puts out a result. I mean, maybe you could make that compromise to kind of speed up the process. And if you say, hey, one day to vote, it'll take forever to vote. It'll be a torturous thing. Okay, fine. Well, if you want to do multi-day voting or early voting, well, then let's make laws where you can't bus people to polls. That's illegal. You cannot bus anybody to polls. We have to stop all the money from going in to get the vote out. That's all the Democrat billions that they pour into Democrat cities every year. So there's certain compromises I think that could be made. The problem is Democrats don't actually want voter integrity. They want to make it easy to cheat, and so that's why it's hard to compromise with these people. But this is the way. Paper ballots, eliminate the machines, one person, one vote. It's pretty simple, folks. Pretty simple. Caught on video, California Republican Party endorses Democrats and a sheriff who will kick ICE out. Jessica Patterson, the chairwoman of the California Democrat Party. Sounds like a liberal Democrat to me. Biden administration cancels two Minnesota mining leases granted under Trump. But he wants you to have jobs. He wants the economy back. He's looking for the little guy as he squashes the American economy. Mysterious particle from time of universe's birth finally identified at Large Hadron Collider. Boy, what are they doing at the Large Hadron Collider? Are they opening up portals? Are they going back in time? I don't know. It's wacky, wild stuff out there, though, folks. And, you know, I actually disagree with Ron DeSantis for once. DeSantis says it's not okay to hate whites. Actually, it's okay to hate people. That's legal. But it's the Democrats that are hateful ones.
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill. And it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that would just be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
Dally, your guest host, so glad to be here today because I have such a special author for you, somebody that you really need to hear from. In fact, out of my 10-year career in radio, can I just say that this is probably in my top five all time over the course of 10 years, the top five best, most intriguing books I've ever read. Talk about putting the pieces together finally and some of the unanswered pieces from something that happened in history that I think has over the years woken a lot of people up to what our government's really doing, what the CIA is really doing. And so I have a guest for you. Christopher Fulton joins me. The book is called The Inheritance, Poisoned Fruit from the JFK Assassination. And it is, honestly, you can't put this down. I can't say enough about this book. If you haven't read it, you're really missing out because this puts in all the pieces. I welcome you, Christopher Fulton. How are you?
Kate, thanks for having me on. Good seeing you again.
You too. And I'm so happy to be able to be here with you today on Alex Jones' show because you have such an important message and what you went through. In fact, it all comes down to a key piece of evidence that Christopher had possession of and the CIA wanted very, very badly, enough to throw you into prison for how many years, Chris?
The overall time frame would have been about just under a decade, 9 years of this fight and being incarcerated.
It's amazing to me. Can you please tell people a little bit about your story and about what led you to write The Inheritance? I'm serious. This is one of the best books I've read in 10 years. That's saying something. This is exactly why I wanted Christopher Fulton on the show today. Tell us a little bit about, kind of give us a rundown of what happened to you.
Well, I wrote the book, Kate, for the people of the United States and the world, that not to leave this, the lies and deceit in which our government has been operating under for such a long time to my children and to the children for our future. I didn't want to dishonor the people that had died, my close companions and friends and family that had been murdered, involved in trying to get information and the truth of what happened to President John F. Kennedy, to the American public and to the world. And a lot of people were involved in this at the time that I was working on this through 95 up until 98. And we thought we'd be successful, especially leaving it in the hands of JFK Jr. to go ahead and proceed to run for the presidency. John F. Kennedy Jr., I met with him in Florida, transferred evidence that Bobby Kennedy had held on to that was important evidence. I transferred that to him for $1 million. The royal family of Great Britain had offered me $6 million for it. I turned that down because the information needed to be exposed. And therefore, again, there was a lot of people behind this effort, including Mr. Reagan, and Alexander Levitt was also helpful in the Kremlin itself. I spent time over there and discussed this with him in the Kremlin. Also, Mr. Trump, at the time we were in New York, tried to give us a platform with CNN and others to open up this discussion. Unfortunately, at that time, when John had got, JFK Jr. had gotten on board, the intelligence community was given a green light by the White House, and the information that we had in our possession was declared a national security breach, and therefore I had to be attacked. I had to go to prison. I had to be indicted under sealed indictment, extradited, put through Con Air, flown all over the place on Con Air, then put into maximum security prisons, and finally broken and debriefed and signed agreements with the Justice Department and the intelligence services that I had no right to be the one to make these decisions to disclose this to the American public.
All based on a piece of evidence, a couple of pieces of evidence that you had in your possession that came down to you from his secretary. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, there was multiple pieces of evidence that had to do with the process of documenting the assassination and what actually took place. One of those was a filing with the Attorney General of Texas that happened 4 days after the assassination. There's not many people that are aware of this because it's been classified by the CIA since Johnson. But it was filed out of the Pentagon. It was accepted and filed with the DOJ, but the AG of Texas 4 days after the assassination, November 26th, which asked for a provisional government of the United States at that time, that Lyndon Johnson was complicit and that our president had been assassinated by members of our government military. Now, this was an important document that needed to be exposed and discussed with the American public. But it was the AG of Texas was brought into the White House with the head of the CIA and Lyndon Johnson. As a matter of fact, it was done in the White House pool room, swimming area. And at that time, they discussed it and said, no, we're not going to lose two presidents within a week of the United States. Wouldn't survive it. So therefore, they classified that document, and the American people never got to see it. I was also in possession of the second autopsy, the one that they claimed was burned. It was not burned. This was signed over to Bobby Kennedy from Admiral Berkeley, who was the physician to President Kennedy, and basically gave a clearer picture of what happened to President Kennedy in Dallas. It showed that President Kennedy was hit in the right temple by a military round, a frangible military round, that carried a mercury load. It talked about the round itself. It talked about other wounds and so forth. And that narrative had been changed by the third autopsy. They had come up with a different story. Of course, Phil Spector or whoever the gentleman was involved in that lie, Arlen Spector was CC'd on my case, along with Ted Kennedy and a lot of other individuals that were very concerned about what was going on in my prosecution and my debrief. They all wanted to keep a lid on this, and that's what happened. But, of course, unfortunately, in all the effort I did to protect individuals and protect the information, John was murdered. And so, therefore, he never got to run for office. John was going to be drafted by the DNC. They weren't going to give him a senatorial record. They realized that his numbers, his polls were off the charts, and he was going to go ahead directly to the White House. They were going to draft him and give him no choice. And there was a lot of money that was going to be distributed, CIA money and so forth, that was going to be distributed to him for the reinfrastructure of the United States and for his campaign. And he was going to go straight head-to-head with Mr. Bush. So it was going to be read my lips versus ask not. Who do you think would win? So it was a situation where their backup was against the wall. They knew that their agendas would be stopped dead, that people would be held accountable. And John was going to use evidence that I transferred to him, either for be able to keep power and to put these people in their place, or he may address it with the American people openly once he got into the White House. But either way, they weren't going to let that happen, and he was murdered, which gutted me. I'd worked so hard to try to get this information to the American public. I had avoided being drafted into the White House under the Clintons and talking with them. They had asked and requested that I speak to this about them. I avoided so many pitfalls and traps so that I could continue to operate and get this out to, in a genuine way, with somebody that had the ability to do it. Of course, when John came out, any words that he had spoken and said to the American public when he was ready would not have been fact-checked. It would have come out and been immediately recognized as the truth. And this is what made him so damn dangerous. It made Princess Diana so damn dangerous. And that's why they're not here. That's why they're not here for the people of the United States and the world.
You're right. And they had to take him out. I can't imagine anybody not knowing that by this time, with all of the assassinations that have taken place. We're going to come right back with author Christopher Fulton. The book, The Inheritance, The Poisoned Fruit of the JFK Assassination. What an important book. Put so many pieces together. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. I will be right back with Christopher Fulton talking about a key piece of evidence.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for this hour, and I have such an important person for you to listen to right now. Christopher Fulton, one of my all-time favorite authors and one of my all-time favorite books. That's saying something because I do 350 interviews a year. I am telling you, I could not put this book down because it put pieces together for me. Pieces that were still hanging out there that I had not really digested or understood yet. And I think this goes for a lot of Americans. In a time when we could be talking a lot about COVID and what's going on right now, you have to start at the foundation. And that foundation is knowing about the Federal Reserve, understanding what happened to JFK, understanding who did it, most importantly, and who's behind some of these things. This is what people need to know and make the connection to so that they can understand what's happening today. And I think this is why Christopher Fulton is so important for the American people to listen to right now, because when you go back into history and you learn these pieces, these missing pieces, what did JFK know about what was going to happen in maybe 2001? Who was Marilyn Monroe? I don't think we know enough about her role in all of this, but this book defines that, and I literally shocked me when I read about this. Also, so many pieces of information, like the piece of jewelry that JFK was wearing on this day that Jackie gave him at the last moment, is key and vital to this book and what happened to Christopher Fulton. I applaud his courage and his bravery for speaking out. And knowing that he was incarcerated for almost a decade for having this knowledge and information and evidence. And so I don't know how you made it through this. What gave you the grit to get through all of those years knowing that you were only in prison for this reason? Chris, how did you do it?
I love the this country. And I love the truth. And when you have truth on your side, you stand on that. They tried desperately to control this narrative. They threatened me. They threatened my family. They murdered individuals I was involved with. And being incarcerated for that amount of time, being under those maximum security prisons where they have German Shepherds come up and people were beaten to death. This is in the United States. I realized that they'd taken everything that I loved away. And all I had to do was left was to stand and say, well, you can either take my life now, or I can stand on the truth and hope I survive it so that I can get to a point where I have the ability to speak again, to have life again. My story is a cautionary tale for the American people of the world. If you don't understand history, if you're doomed to repeat the same mistakes that people that have been strong and willing to sacrifice their lives, you're going to repeat those errors. And I'm asking the American people not to repeat the errors. I'm asking the American people to stand together. Our strength is in our numbers. Our ability to have the truth be spoken by people of integrity, and not to have all this misleading false narrative from these sources that people trust so much that are fake and false. One of the things I'd like to say is when you go into the federal system and you're in that breaking down of yourself and of everything you love and you know, they desperately want you to pull you into the game, their game, their rigged system. And they gag ordered me, and I couldn't speak in front of the judge. I had to make deals with the Justice Department and so forth. And I was facing 50 years in prison. And when you go in, one of the things I realized is the way to circumvent this, the only way to circumvent this, is not to play. Don't play the game. Don't cooperate. Don't capitulate. Don't recognize their authority over you. People have authority over you have to be given by the American public. That's what this country's about. If somebody is going to be a tyrannical about this and take the authority away from the American public, we have to call them out on that. We've had too many people that have been brainwashed over time and like to be told what to do. They're comfortable with that. And America isn't about that. America is about freedom. And without freedom, what are we going to do? Once the AI system is there, and I'd like to say this, I hear these things spoken by people that are in power. I hear these things spoken by intelligent people on podcasts. Why do we have the vaccines? Why do we have this agenda? Why do we have these things that people recognize, if you have any common sense, that something's wrong? The AI system only works with the data that you input. You need to vaccinate or get a passport, a vaccine passport, on every man, woman, and child in the world for this system to operate. That is why they want to vaccinate everyone. That's why it went from 2 weeks to 2 months to 2 years. That's why it went from the elderly to everybody else, now to the children. Because they have to get all the data collection into the system in order to operate it, to control the narrative, control everyone on the planet. That's what this is about. Data. They don't give a damn about your health. This isn't about health. This is about data mining and information on every person in the world to plug into super quantum computers, AI systems, to control the narrative for the rest of our generations to come. Humanity is at stake. We have to not comply with this. We have to say no to this.
Amen. Amen. I mean, I first of all, don't know how you made it through it. I don't know how you're surviving putting this book out, because there's so much information given that ties so many pieces together for people. This is a huge wake-up moment.
The FBI comes by my place every once in a while and says hello. I have a number attached to my name. Anything that I go and do, they monitor what I do. If I were to leave the country and have a meeting with somebody of importance and they don't know what's going on, the CIA would go bananas. Okay? Because people that have been involved in any kind of information that the American public doesn't have access to, they want to control. They want to be able to suppress it or make sure that you understand that they're in control of you, your family, and so forth. And this is a scary way to have to live. I'm monitored all the time. And I know people that have worked for our national defense that have risked their lives and put their everything they had on it, and they can't leave the United States for the rest of their lives, ever. They will not be able to have a passport.
I don't know.
Because our government doesn't trust them to leave the United States.
Right. We'll be right back with Christopher Fulton, the book, The Inheritance, The Poison Fruit of the JFK Assassination. You just have to read this. You have to. I'm Kate Daly. Be right back.
Both of these amazing products have been sold out for almost half a year because of supply chain breakdowns. You've done a great job supporting InfoWars and supporting your immune system. The problem is, with all the COVID lockdowns, the Great Reset, we can't get these products in. So finally, they came in, but a limited run of our whole food, vitamin, mineral, essential, nutrient multivitamin C, absorb it, and so it's not toxic in your body like synthetic vitamins. And then, of course, vitamin C and zinc. This sucker is really full and heavy because it's a huge dose of vitamin C and zinc at Rose Hips. Number one thing you can do for your immune system and your body, it does so much more. Both of these are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I'm going to keep them at that price until they sell out. Because of supply chain breakdowns, we've got a limited run. So please take action now and order them at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, find similar products out there and use them, because this is a life and death situation to be healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dally, your guest host for this hour. Big thank you to Alex Jones and the availability to be on the show. I love this and want to bring you good authors and good guests that you can learn from as much as I have. I'm a syndicated live show right after this show. Every single day you can go to katedallyradio.com and click listen live and listen to our live show every day. I'm syndicated in multiple cities. Christopher Fulton is my guest, one of the most intriguing guests on my list, and we do about 350 interviews a year. That's telling you something. The Inheritance, the Poisoned Fruit of the JFK Assassination. What's important about this book is it kind of turns everything you think you know about that JFK assassination over. I mean, it's absolutely intriguing, page-turning, can't put it down. And I applaud Christopher Fulton, for writing it. I applaud him for speaking all over about this and about the events, because there are so many things that he is able to fill in that never got answered.
and who were the real culprits and why, and the evidence that points to it. As you've written this book, what has the reaction been, Christopher, in when you go around and you speak and you're signing books? What has been the reaction to this book?
Some people are interested, obviously, in the narrative of what happened. Others are. I've been contacted by a lot of professional people, special forces, lawyers for the 9/11 Commission, people in high office, and so forth. And sometimes they're looking for suppression. I've had been contacted by the vice president of Time out of New York, who told me if I didn't sign with him and change the narrative of my book to the that it would be suppressed and I'd never go anywhere, and made some threats. One of the things I want to share with people, especially since Ukraine is on the topic, war with Russia, this narrative that we still hold on to this day. I had the honor of having President Kennedy's Oval Office recordings that were not national security review. This was transferred to me to review and then to reach this with the American public. I never get a chance to do that. But one of the things on the recordings is during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and people have never heard this, Governor Rockefeller is on the phone with President Kennedy. And this is the President of the United States, when the presidency still had a lot of power and prestige in that office. And Mr. Rockefeller is ordering Kennedy, telling him what to do, cutting him off, giving him instruction on how he was going to operate during that crisis, and that we were going to show slaughter of American service personnel on ships to incite war with the invasion of Cuba and going to war with Russia. Now, why is Russia such a big deal? Why is that such a big deal? Because they're a holdout. They're a strong nation under Putin against the cabal. They're not interested in the cabal's control of Russia, and they've basically kicked out Microsoft's infrastructure. And they're going to protect themselves, as they're having their own Cuban Missile Crisis now at Ukraine. They don't want missiles in the back door 4 minutes from Moscow. And they have every right to protect the integrity of Russia. Now, why is Ukraine so damn important to the American establishment? Because the cabal uses the gold and money and information out of the corruption of Ukraine to pay off our politicians. When you see our politicians, Democratic or Republican, saying, let's do what we have to go to war with Russia, and then it's pretty clear who's who in Washington, isn't it? This isn't about border integrity. That's laughable. You get up and they talk about border integrity. Look at our own borders, and they're sitting there. They're stupid enough to make that argument to the American public? But President Kennedy did everything he could to avoid war with Russia, and he understood that they wanted to go first strike to take out Moscow, to take out China, and that he wasn't going to allow that to happen. He wanted the cameras off those ships. He did not want to show the slaughter of our American citizens, American service personnel. And there's a lot of information that's still classified about submarines and what happened during that period of time, and the sinking of submarines tit for tat, that the American people still don't know about. There's so much the American people need to know, and there's so much information that I believe is going to be continually coming out, so that the average person just taking care of their family and so forth can understand the lies and deceit and theft. How many people know that the Bushes stole all of Howard Hughes' money?
Yep.
How many people know about all of these backdoor deals and thefts and lies and murder and deceit, all in the name of the American government and the American people? I didn't authorize that. You didn't authorize that, Kate. Alex
You're
Jones
right.
didn't authorize that. These people don't represent us.
You're right. Absolutely right. And there's a lot to do with Turkey, too, that's never talked about. It's always the countries that aren't talked about are usually the issue. But, you know, what's interesting, too, is you're talking about the Northwoods document and all the things that the Joint Chief of Staff outlined that they were going to do to innocent Americans to pull off the manipulation of war. And JFK knew about the manipulation of war. He knew how involved the CIA was in the manipulation of war.
I've heard that on the recordings. I've heard them speak, which name gets brought up, who has what idea, what UN plane, what emblems is going to go for where and how we're going to do this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've heard it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hugely important to understand this big piece of it. And I think when you wrote this book and you disclosed so much in this book about things that people will finally go, oh, my gosh, now I get it. Now I understand how big it is. I think it really was the opening to this is how large and vast this criminal network is. And that's the thing that I know this audience, out of any audience in America, is going to get. But even then, I think we don't realize the vastness of this criminal network at large. Do you?
You don't. You can't. And before I wrote the book, someone from the U.S. Senate flew out, old family from the Senate flew out to see me and said, listen, you're going to write this book. You're not going to put anybody in a corner. You're not going to put anybody in court. You understand? I said, yes, sir, I understand that, but I'm going to write the book. And they said, listen, we want you to meet with Mr. Pompeo. Come on out to Washington. We'll have you set up in Virginia in a safe house. We guarantee your safety. We own the property. I said, why does Mr. Pompeo want to speak with me? He said, well, he wants to clean up the CIA, and he wants to get debriefed by you on this subject. I said, excuse me. I said, I've spent all this time in federal prison. My life has been threatened. I've had people that I've loved and murdered. I said, I don't know Mr. Pompeo, but I don't understand and fully have faith in his ability to clean up a system that's been murderous and deceitful for so many decades. I'm not going to put myself back in that position. So I have not taken these meetings. I did take a meeting with Larry Elder. I met with him briefly in a public setting. I met a CIA handler who was there. There was defense contractors there. My interest was what was going to happen with Sirhan Sirhan. How was he going to release Sirhan Sirhan if he became governor of California? Of course, they didn't allow that to happen. They weren't going to allow that to happen. Of course, our vice president, Kamala, VP, she was big in the not letting Sirhan Sirhan out, giving them instructions to make sure he stayed back there, because nobody wants the truth of what happened to Bobby Kennedy out either. The CIA murdered Bobby Kennedy, and it's understood at this juncture more than it ever has been. But at the same time, you need a public and acknowledged forum, an open discussion with the American people to come clean on these issues and who we are and who we want to become from here. You can't fix something when you don't have a foundation or you don't have the ability to recognize where we come from and what has actually happened and all of our rights out of our Constitution. Most of them, other than one, which is the right to bear arms, and they're working on that, has been dismantled in the last 2 years.
And we're going to come right back with Christopher Fulton in just a moment, author of The Inheritance. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dally, your guest host. My guest is Christopher Fulton. He wrote the book, The Inheritance, Poisoned Fruit from the JFK Assassination. What an important book, because if you want something to slice through cognitive dissonance, this is the event in history that they got away with, the JFK assassination, where so many layers of truth still need to be exposed, are exposed, and weren't exposed for so many decades. And I think this is why this book is very, very important still. And for some reason, so many Americans look back on this moment and it rocks their world too much to think that we were so lied to in this moment, so lied to. And this is why I love Christopher Fulton's book, The Inheritance, is because it goes right back to this and fills in all the gaps, the important gaps that can absolutely slice into cognitive dissonance in a way that I've never seen before. That's what's so important. And I think for you, Christopher, on your journey through this and being imprisoned and being flown around by the CIA as far as held captive by them and the excruciating experience that was, you know, I think that you probably, even after meeting with JFK Jr., I'd love to know what he knew, because I think most people want to know what he knew about his father's death. So you might want to fill in that gap, too. But also the fact that you met with him right before his death. And
Was he thinking that more and more people were finally figuring out what happened to his dad and who did it and who was to blame and why? Did you get that feeling when you were speaking with him one-on-one?
I think John felt an overwhelming sense of responsibility. He felt the American people wanted him to fix the problem. And his mother had talked to him about someday he would have to stand up and be the one to take his place in the White House. That's an enormous amount of pressure for one individual. And John realized that he was going to be drafted by the DNC, that he was not going to be able to turn that down, and that he would have to prepare himself for the responsibilities of guiding the nation in the correct way and taking on the cabal, as he called it when he spoke to me, the cabal, which is
but
the
I have
same
a question about
that killed his father. Go ahead.
I have a question about that, though. So was he on board with these extreme leftists, these communist treasonists, the populist that has enveloped the DNC? I don't think he was on board with that because he knew too much about the cabal that runs the parties, both parties, both party systems. So I'm sure that he wanted to represent some change in that and to maybe make sure people understood and were aware of what was going on and who was at the helm, right?
He was definitely aware of that. He had talked with Mr. Reagan extensively about this subject. He had talked with Castro. And Castro was out of hand at the time. It's a complicated story, but President Kennedy was back-channeling to him to avoid having Castro murdered and solving this problem permanently so that we wouldn't have this person off the coast of the United States that could cause such harm. Of course, the Russians were at their wits' end with Castro, too. But Castro believed that President Kennedy was sincere and that he could be worked with and he could be the best president of the United States that's ever existed. And President Kennedy was well on his way to making those changes. John was going to reinstate and take over the policies of his father. He was going to go back to where we had started with this, to end the Cold War, to end the lies, to end the manipulation out of the Pentagon and these warmongers that continually make profits and engage in death as a diplomacy tool. Our foreign policy has been simply this. If you cooperate and we put in a foreign government with you and we work in a way that uses monetary to get our way in the world, will allow you to operate. If you don't do that, you're an enemy, and you go on the list, and we're going to make war with you. That's the way that U.S. foreign policy operates. It's not a live and let live encouragement of strength, diplomacy, and democracy so that we could be a beacon of light for the world, that we bring the best and the brightest here that are allowed to shine, the best and the brightest are allowed to shine in the United States any longer. It's the people that are more corruptible. It's the people that can be bought and paid for. The people that care about their own backside and their own greed more than the humanity. John was going to change that. John was one of the most dangerous persons in world history because the cabal knew the people that have worked so hard to gain power, because these people that gain power are useless. They've got nothing to contribute to society other than enslaving you and telling you that you need them. Put you into a system and says, you've got to have my genetically controlled food. You've got to have my permission to do this the way I want you to do it, or you don't have the freedoms that God gave us to move on the board. We don't need these people. We don't want these people. These individuals are enemies of humanity, and we need to have a real Nuremberg. Not the fake one that we had after World War II, and we never really won that war because the Russians and the United States employed even so many people out of that, the Nazis that went across Europe and so forth. We need to have a real Nuremberg trial. We need to have a real exposure.
Amen.
I tried to get my case put in the Hague court And, of course, they weren't going to allow that to happen. They weren't going to allow any kind of international authority to subjugate the American policy. And the American policy was simply this. We are not prosecuting or following any investigative stuff in the death of our present candidate. This comes right out of the White House, and they weren't going to follow up on anything. The only way that it could have been open is through Texas, which still owes the American people a murder trial in the case of President Kennedy. If John or I had tendered evidence through Texas, the FBI would have had to cooperate with that and would have been a mess. And, of course, the Bush election would have been finished. And this is why it's so important to take me off the table, take John off the table, to take the Secret Service agent that was assigned to John secretly to protect him in New York off the table, to make him vulnerable, and to murder him.
It's heartbreaking. It really is. It's heartbreaking. And it's heartbreaking to look at this web of lies and the vast network, like I said earlier, this vast network. And I think that's what you open up, you know, learning about Marilyn Monroe and all of these different figures that all play different roles than people think they did. And this is why after you read The Inheritance, you go, wow, this is so much bigger, so much bigger. And if we can grasp that right now, maybe there's a little hope for us to pull ourselves out of this. I know we only have a couple of minutes left, so I'd like to hear from you what you want the American people to know the most about uncovering this vast network of criminality that's coming up against us and our liberty right now.
Well, the first thing is that the American people need to be told the truth. They need to have a legitimate source of information so that they can make a direction. If you're going to go down a road, you take a left turn, not a right. Go down the right, to the middle ground. I'm not making a statement about left and right specific. I'm just saying a direction. If you make the wrong direction, it could be fatal. If you make the correct direction for you and your family, it could be fantastic and prosperous. This is what the American people need. People like Alex Jones have been doing this for decades, trying to get information out to the American public. I command any person, including yourself, Kate, that gets information to the American public. And I commend the mothers all across the United States that have stood up for the children of this country. God bless you. You've shown backbone and the American spirit. This is what we need. We need people to come together and stand on the truth and protection of our family and our future of this nation and the world. I also commend the Canadians, for God's sake. I never thought I'd say this, but the truckers that are going across, 50,000 strong and 1.4 million Canadians marching on Ottawa, demanding the resignation of the traitor, Pierre Trudeau, or that all of these mandates be dropped immediately. This is what we need to follow and get behind right now. The American people need to stand with the Canadians and maybe do the same damn thing here. Now, I know that we've gone to Washington to talk about against the mandates. I know Bobby Kennedy has always spoken the truth, and God bless him for doing that. But the fact of it is we need to stand together as Americans and show them this is the land of the free and the brave. Right now. Right now.
Amen. Christopher Fulton, thank you. The book, The Inheritance, Poison Fruit of the JFK Assassination. Get the book. You must read this book and then hand it out to everyone else you know so that we can get through this cognitive dissonance and realize what we're up against so we can be in this fight. Christopher Fulton, my hat's off to you. Much respect for what you've done in letting people know exactly what's going on. I absolutely love you. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless the United States.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.